Bus Hockey Show. Strike them down with all your might!
That's right, this is the Kick-Ass Hockey Show. I'm your host, Matt Mayhem Mackey. This is a hockey show for the fans, by the fans. And I just want to give a shout out to our partnership with BoardHockeyFan.com. Without them, a lot of this would not be possible. Thanks, guys. Alright, so what is on the agenda for tonight? Let's see here. Let's talk about a little bit of the season in review, what we've already had. You still got Buffalo and Calgary. Still suck. They're trying, you know. Maybe give them a couple more years, decade, I don't know. They might be able to do something then. How about the Colorado Avalanche, though? Look at how they're doing. And I know the main reason why. Patrick Waugh. Need I say any more? That guy has turned that team into a building, just wrecking machine. You know, Nathan MacKinnon was the number one pick that they got this past draft. I mean, unbelievable kid. You got Matt Duchene. I mean, besides Varlamov's little girl issues, you know, he's been doing great. You know, the team is looking good. Do I think that they're going to win the Stanley Cup this year? Not holding my breath. Do I think that they have a chance to make them playoffs? The key with the right attitude, that is definitely a team that will definitely go far. All right, let's talk about some of the East Coast. Pittsburgh's still dominating. Am I happy about that? Hell no. But they're still dominating. Pittsburgh is a dominating force. It's not just because of Crosby or Malkin. They do have the goalie attributes. They do have the skater attributes, and they got the defense attributes. You know, like them, hate them, whatever you want, you got to give them the respect they deserve. They are a good team, needless to say. Philly, I mean, having to resort to always, you know, trying to pick a fight with someone to get their way, even when they're down, I don't know, maybe like 6-7 goals. They might be able to make playoffs this year. I mean, they keep doing what they're doing. I mean, their goalies just aren't there. I mean, Emery is definitely not like how he was with the Blackhawks. Mason still needs some work with. I don't think he had the dedication that he needed to in Columbus. I think Philly is definitely a great fresh start for him. All right, Washington. Oh, the Caps. If you can't tell, that is my team. I love the Caps. I am a Cap addict. All right. Now, Ovechkin. Let's talk about Ovechkin. Has hit a career milestone marker, reaching 400 goals. 400 goals. You know, with only 600 and some games. He's going at it. He wants this. This is Ovechkin's season. You know, guarantee you this. You see Russia get gold at the Olympics this year. Guarantee you might see the Capitals with a cup. Just saying. Alright? Not only is he leading the NHL in goals, but he has the attitude of a captain. He has finally stepped his game up and is being a captain and the player that the Capitals need him to be. What do I think that the Caps need to work on? Your goalie, your depth, your defense. Come on now. We're letting too many shots into the goalies. You know, Hopi, I think, has definitely been a little overrated now this season. Neuwirth, I really don't see him doing much. Grubauer. You know, despite being, you know, really young at doing some of the starts that he's been doing, he has been phenomenal. I mean, Grubauer is what has kept us alive. Let's look at our lines. What's our most dominating line besides Backstrom, Johansson, and Ovechkin? You got Gravatsky, you got Chmira, and you got Ward. Those guys are goal-getters this year. Chmira, that's my boy, man, number 25. Gotta love him. He's doing great this year. Let's talk about Tom Wilson, who is a guy who I will get for an interview for this show. Let's talk about him. 19 years old, 210 pounds, 6'4", will knock you the F out, as Braden Chen. You know, he is definitely a future for the Capitals. I expect great things from him. All right, now, you know, before I get on my whole Capitals rant and rave thing, I mean, do I see Capitals, do I see Flyers? Do I see the Penguins? Do I see all these teams making the playoffs? Penguins, yeah, of course. Capitals, we've made playoffs and doesn't mean we've really done much with it. Flyers, I hope not. Let's talk about some of the other teams. Let's see, Boston, man. Boston's still doing what they always do, which is show up. And they shut up other teams. That's what they do. I think their goaltending needs a little bit of work still some, but I think they're doing great. I think Boston really doesn't need much change to their game. They seem to be doing pretty well. Same with Ottawa. And then you have Detroit now in the Eastern Conference. Which is making great for a Detroit-Toronto rivalry. I mean, look at how Toronto's been their second season, just doing phenomenal. I mean, they've really been making the serious changes that a team needs to make to do all this. I mean, they're doing great. I mean, you get David Clarkson, which, I mean, I'm not a big Clarkson fan, but he can definitely get the team up. You have Jonathan Bernier, which I really wish the Capitals would have jumped on that, but we're talking about George McPhee here. Anyway, you know, the Maple Leafs are going at it. I think this year's Winter Classic, Detroit-Toronto is going to be awesome. Detroit is trying to really bounce off of being just a straight, you know, offensive-defensive team, really trying to put more into their offensive, you know, with Alfredson on the team this year. I think, you know, they're really looking to put some numbers up. You have Toronto, who I really think is trying to get another playoff run. I really think they want another playoff run. Islanders, I really don't really see the Islanders making the playoffs this year. They just really don't have what it takes. I mean, goalie situation, you got one guy who's real old, you got one guy who's real young. Really doesn't balance each other out. And, you know, Tavares has had, you know, injuries here and there. Which has been hiccuping him along the way. Which, you know, last year, even though it was a shortened season, he was still, you know, one of the leaders for goals. You know, he was right there behind Ovechkin. So, I mean, they really bounced down. You know, they did the whole trade with Matt Molson and Thomas Vanek. And, you know, hopefully something can happen for him. Buffalo, sorry, Joe. But Buffalo, really think they're going to have to wait till the offseason to make some changes. I really don't think anything's going to help them right now. They've really been kind of on a downhill battle. Not really much to say about that. Yeah, well, you know, it happens. It happens. Some of the, you know, these teams that we have this season, what we're seeing from a lot of them is what we haven't seen from a lot of them in the past year. So, to some of us older fans, really, really good to see some of these teams really getting back on top, really back on the starting line. Look at Montreal. The Montreal's just really, really built themselves up with great talent. And then wait till they have Zagliskali, when he comes in there, you know, at goaltender. It's going to be him and Carey Price are going to be great together. Nothing but great things from that kid. San Jose, another powerhouse team that's just really going out and getting them. I mean, look at their rookie that they had, you know, Thomas Hertl, beginning of the season. I mean, damn, that kid was on fire. Granted, he's injured now and out, but, I mean, you know, San Jose is a team that is on a quest for a cup, too. And I really, truly see them doing it soon. All right, let's talk about some tough hitters. What I want to talk about, the grit, the grind, the fighting. Let's talk about some good fights that we've seen so far. Alright. I have to say, by far, Tom Wilson, Braden Schenn, any fight with Tom Wilson, that kid has tore it up. Talk about Sean Thornton, going after Rick Sorpik. Cheap shot, definitely. Hey, yo, it's the Pens, and what can you do, right? Just saying. Anyway, alright, so you got that, I mean, look at the young kids that are getting into these scraps these days. You know, it's no more hold, throw a couple. I mean, these kids are going at it, throwing at it. Wayne Simmons, who is a guy who has really dealt with some adversity, especially early on with his LA career, but kid is great in Philadelphia. He has a spirit for it. He loves the city that he plays for. And he really has come through a lot in times that the Flyers have needed him. Wayne Simmons is a hard hitter. One thing that you can ask Tom Wilson about Wayne Simmons is he'll tell you the guy is tough as nails. That's Wayne Simmons. You got some of these big hits, of course. Ovechkin always throwing big hits. PK Subban throwing big hits. you know, this year, I think we've seen some of the most penalty minutes in the first few, you know, weeks of a hockey season that we've seen in a very long time. We've seen countless amounts of suspensions, countless amounts of concussions. The season has started out really crazy. It's kind of like how I'm rolling right now, just really crazy. Kind of feel like just need a break to shut down, but don't think that it's time for that. You know, with this show, I hope to get the point across, you know, hockey is a sport that takes a lot to love. There's not a lot of us hockey fans out there. Well, when you find the true ones, we're diehard hockey fans. I love the Capitals, but I love hockey and the sport itself. We're going to keep on doing that show. We're going to keep on talking about hockey. We're going to keep on giving this and giving y'all some kick-ass hockey to listen to. Keep checking out our Facebook page, checking us out on Twitter. The Kick-Ass Hockey Show, we'll be posting up stuff all the time. You can give comments if you have any questions you want answers to at the beginning of the show. This is going to be more in depth tonight. Tonight is the beginning of what this show is going to take. We will definitely have the show intact for y'all every week. About that time, we're just going to go ahead and shut it off for the night. Again, I want to thank y'all for listening in. This is the beginning episode to the Kick-Ass Hockey Show. Please, facebook.com/realhockey13. Go to the Kick-Ass Hockey Show. We, you know, leave your comments, leave your questions, leave anything you want. We'll be posting up giveaway prizes, everything. We will have interviews with hockey players, you know. We will have interviews with affiliates with the NHL. Just let us know your feedback. We'd love to hear it. Again, thank y'all so much. Again, this is the Kick-Ass Hockey Show.
The Kick-Ass Hockey Show.
Strike them down with all your might!